Now let's head to KwaZulu-Natal with our reporter in that province, Nhlanhla Mabaso, joining us to chat about the July unrest being planned at a high political level. That's according to Abahlali Basem John Dolo, that gave testimony at the Human Rights Commission's hearings into the unrest. Nhlanhla, I mean, this is pretty damning allegations that are being made, but nothing that we didn't really expect. I mean, I think that there's a certain acceptance in South African society that this was planned at a high political level, and B, that nothing's really happened about it.
Well, indeed, Usbu said this was actually planned at a high political level, and it is not just saying a higher political level, it's also pointing things to the ruling party. The ANC said that the ANC is the cause behind this. And, of course, he pointed to the former president Zavas, saying that they were, of course, those speculations that if the former president is indeed arrested, and then the country will be ungovernable. And also says that, but this started building up from the regional level, was pointing to Etegwini and the previous mayor, saying that in order for the supporters to be able to go out in the streets like that, they needed someone who is linked to the former president at the time. And of course, we heard small of Abahlali Basem John Dolo, although he did not mention the name, but did mention that a former Etegwini mayor was also in charge of course, having those people out there.
So what else did Abahlali Basem John Dolo bring to the table as part of their testimony on Monday, besides these pretty damning allegations? Do they maybe have some sort of idea of what they believe led to the riots spreading so quickly?
Well, indeed, they point to several issues that community members are facing. You would know that Abahlali Basem John Dolo are an organization or a movement that represent shared dwellers in five different provinces. So they're saying some of the contributing factors to the July unrest as a matter of unemployment, inequality. They're also pointing to the matter of their people having been promised houses, or people in general being promised houses by certain politicians or political leaders, but not living up to that promise. So they say people were always or have been angry for a long time now, but they waited for something that would also spark up the anger. Then they will come and, of course, take the opportunity to express their dismay in this regard. Is also saying that one of the main reasons basically behind this unrest was the inequality that we see amongst community members in our country.
What else can we look forward to in terms of testimony for the rest of the week at the commission?
Well, we do know that today proceedings have come to an end for today. We are expecting later in the week, of course, the police minister, Bekicele, to take to the stand. You would know that he was expected to take the stand last week, but had other commitments. And so, of course, both premiers of the provinces, KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, taking to the stand. But I can tell you for a fact that it has been confirmed that indeed the police minister will be sitting in the hot seat this coming Friday.
Oh, looking forward to that. I wonder what Bekicele will have to say, especially following these allegations that it was planned at a very high political level. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, our EWN reporter in KZN, Ngiyabonga Kulu. I hope you go with luck there. And Nhlanhla joining us to talk about the commission, the Human Rights Commission, holding those hearings into the July unrest.